Carrying on the theme of terrible things in London, Mizzy got away with it. Now, at the time of recording, there have been certain developments that things might have changed by the time this broadcasts on Saturday, I think it'll be. So, if there are any updates since then, I'm sorry if I don't include it in this segment. I can't see the future.
We're sorry for the children he butchered. We weren't aware that he would do this.
Yeah, I can't believe he would do this.
It's a joke.
Yes.
You can't sue me.
It is a joke, but Mizzy got away with it. As far as we can tell right now when we're recording this, Mizzy got away with it. So I thought I'd just do a quick roundup of things that have been going on. If you're not aware of Mizzy by now, then you should check out the Rumble video that we did the other day when we were talking about Carl did this one. He did a premium live hangout on the website talking about what Mizzy reveals about London. Carl was slightly more magnanimous, slightly more sympathetic, slightly more lenient about this than I would be. I know he doesn't, you know, approve of anything that he does, but he recognizes that this is a result of certain societal failures allowing somebody like Mizzy to come up. But if you go to the next link, Dan did this segment with you, where you looked thrilled the entire time, called Mizzy teabags the Met Police. And Dan is a little bit harsher about this situation, which is a position that I am slightly more sympathetic to.
So if you do want,
if you do want to watch Carl's video talking about this, you can watch it if you get a premium subscription to the website, which starts off as low as £5 per month, and that gives us access to everything that we do on the website. And we do have a lot on the website. We put a lot of work in to everything that we do, and it's well worth it for as little as £5. And I know if you're watching this, you're not poor, so go on, slip us a fiver, lad. Anyway.
Again, I mean, every one of your cells just sounds like the mafia.
Come on. These are such nice vases you've got on your shop window.
Be ashamed if the West were to fall, won't it?
You don't want the West to fall, you slip us a fiver, okay? Simple as. Anyway, so what happened after this is that he was arrested, despite the fact that it took, so who knows how much public outcry and who knows how much bothering the police on social media and other such to finally get him arrested. He had been spoken to by the police before when he had, I think, either assaulted or harassed a Jewish man. And the police, as you saw in that video from Dan's segment, were very polite, very nice to him. They asked him, how are you doing? I hope you're all right. You're not actually arrested. You're free to go. So it's nice to see that he was allowed to get away with what he was doing.
Go and assault some more Jewish people.
Yep, go on. That's just what we're in favour of. I mean, just look at the way that we treat certain other demographics in London. We're all for
they
it.
They are very left-wing. Oh, God, I actually just realised. Well, you know how left-wing the Met Police are? I do wonder whether or not if we checked out their chats, it wouldn't be the kind in the rest of the country.
Would it be Corbynista-style chats?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
No, but so the Metropolitan Police, they confirmed that they had arrested Mizzy for, if you haven't watched that segment, by the way, though, basically, Mizzy is a TikTok prankster where the pranks include such hilarious japes, such goofs and gaffs as...
Oh, stomach holders.
They gave me some right guffaws, they did.
My sides are in orbit. Why? He stole a puppy.
Yes, he stole someone's puppy. He stole an old lady's dog. He walked into a random house in the middle of London with his friends, pretending that he was looking for some kind of book support group. I don't even know what it was. But either way, that was very intimidating. Also, just going up to women in the middle of the night, dressed in tracksuits, with your hand in your pocket, saying, do you want to die? And touching their face.
Yeah, it's not like London has a huge problem with people being stabbed to death for no goddamn reason.
And everybody knows, as Dan pointed out, that one of the dynamics that he's playing off is that he knows he's black, he knows that you know he's black, and he knows that you think black kid in tracksuit in London comes up and starts talking to me, knife. I could get knifed.
Who would think on such
the,
a thing? Is
on the other end of
unbelievable.
This. And he is also playing off of the fact that he knows that the laws are asymmetrical, and therefore he will not get in trouble in the same way that, say, a white English person would do, doing the exact same things that he does. But, thankfully, after months of getting away with this... Oh,
did you see that advert recently?
Which one?
The one with the white guy harassing the black lady on the tube?
Yes, someone's like, fetish.
This could happen.
Someone's race fetish, okay. put onto camera. It's funny how it came out at the perfect time as well. It's so coincidental. It's incredible.
Actually, speaking of which, there was actually a grooming gang, PSA, made by the British Police during the years of
which
they
took it far seriously. Right white nationalist grooming gang that they depicted.
Well, it was going to be shown on Channel 4 to warn people about what the realities were, and then it was objected to by the police.
Oh, really?
Who said it was racist. So they changed the rapists in the advert to being white guys.
Oh, what a surprise.
So that advert we saw in which there was a white guy harassing a black lady on the tube, I'm not joking. They probably did film a version or propose a version that reflected reality a bit more likely.
But reality is too racist.
And they denied it.
Yeah. Not to be unexpected, let's be honest. This is just what England is like now, especially in London. The Met Police, like I say, they did finally get around to arresting him. And he went to court. He had a court appearance. And we'll get to what happened to him in that court appearance in but a moment. But the media immediately tried to put a spin on all of this, because of course they did, because people do have a certain feeling that there is an air of psyop about this. Now, I do not believe, despite the fact that some people have shared screenshots of a page that doesn't exist on the internet anymore, even on the Wayback Machine, I found that, of a backstage page where he was listed as an actor. He was probably being represented by them because they'll get TikTok stars and they'll put them up on their website because they want to represent them. And they've taken that down now. And if you go on the Wayback Machine and other archive sites, it's not there anymore. It looks like either they've managed to scrub it or the people who were archiving it didn't get there in time and were hoping that if they archived it, it would bring the page back up. Doesn't work. But I do not think that he is a hired actor. I think he is a result of society's entropy, especially in places like London, where young kids like this, who, surprise, surprise, admits that he doesn't really know who his dad is, or he might know who his dad is, but he doesn't have a relationship with him. He also doesn't speak to his mum anymore. Somebody like this, no authority figures, can go around terrorizing people because he knows he can get away with it. Because at the end of the day, people like this, they go on about white supremacy, white privilege, all of that. No, there is black privilege in this country. If you are trying to skirt around the laws, that is the reality of it. You will be treated better if you are not white English. It's just the truth of it.
We've been over a million stories.
Yeah, we've covered this too many times to deny the reality of it. So I think that he is a natural result of that. I do think that the media response has manufactured it in such a way that it's trying to push for the online harms bill. If we go to the next one, this article here was talking about how Mizzy's viral video shows the flaws with TikTok's AI moderation system. TikTok's AI moderation system is the problem, is it? Yes, we know it's against the T&Cs, but what we need is more legislation to be able to make it so that it's illegal. And of course, we won't actually do anything to stop things like this happening in the street. We'll just make it illegal to share videos of it happening online so that it's not as obvious and people stop noticing. And John pointed out this on Twitter, which was Indie100 ran this article, TikTok to remove account of a teen who randomly walked into family's home. And the little subheading under this image here said, TikTok police pranks sparks conversation about white privilege. I hope that conversation was about how it obviously doesn't apply, how it doesn't exist, how white privilege is the exact opposite of what sociology lecturers in universities would tell you it is, because apparently white privilege is the privilege to walk down the street, be assaulted or harassed by young black kids in London, and then have the police arrest you or tell you that you're being racist for noticing, and then have your own media class produce a propaganda advert where the race relationship in these sorts of situations is completely reversed and it's a white man harassing a black woman, like you just pointed out. Is that white privilege?
I'm trying to think of a single country that actually does have white privilege. I'm thinking maybe
South Africa,
Slovakia or Russia.
Poland, which is basically an ethnostate.
Not really. They're maybe. I mean, it's definitely not Western Europe.
No, certainly not. Or America. Anywhere in Rath North America. Asia. Yeah.
You stand out like a sore thumb.
I don't know about East Asia, because if you go to like Japan, I've heard that because for some reason Japanese people, their sweat doesn't smell. They think all Westerners are very smelly. So... comparatively,
I'm only human after all.
If you go to the actual article, though, they have changed that. If you scroll up to the image. No. We'll take a look at the update in a moment. So the image now, no, not that one. The one at the top. Here we go. It now just says TikTok. It's just a repeat of the headline. And if we scroll back down again to the update, what the update says, incredibly, it says, this article was amended on May 22nd. It originally contained, an erroneous caption that was not related to this article and was due to a technical error. BS. Absolute BS. I mean, come on. Who's going to buy that?
You know, I was at a press conference of UKIP once, and this Guardian article, journo, stood up and was talking. And then we just grilled him because it was funnier. And Richard Brain asked him, well, how come on The Guardian there's no comment section? Every other website manages it. And the Guardian Journal answered, well, the real problem is that we'd have to moderate it for legal reasons because we'd be responsible for the comments and it's too expensive. So that's why we can't do it. And there was just silence in the room, and then everyone was just under their breath going, obvious bollocks.
I mean, clearly it was. And then The Independent shared an article about him talking about it when they interviewed him. They actually interviewed him when they were, I don't think they revealed his real name, which is Bakari something or other. They were just calling him Mizzy. The exclusive, I'm a black male doing these things, and that's why there's such an uproar on the internet. I mean, kind of. There's a bit of truth to that. Certainly the uproar is knowing that this would never have happened in pre-Blair England, pre-mass immigration England, and that you are partially getting away with it purely off of the base of the privilege that is granted to you because you are black. So, yeah, you are telling the truth, but he's trying to paint himself as the victim in all of this. Not, you know, the woman whose dog that he tried to steal, the people whose house that he entered who explicitly said that after they saw it was shared around on TikTok, that it was causing them even more distress because now they know that that's being something that kids just do. These kids in London, they just do this so that they can get those TikTok likes. And if we go to the next one, when he was being arrested, now we're getting back to this, he was saying things like, this is what happens, the movement is real, be outside every single day, make sure to share this everywhere. So it sounds like he's trying to get some kind of street cred, he's trying to get some groundswell of movement up, even though, to be fair, like Dan said, all of the other black Londoners who've been sharing and commenting on this sort of thing have gone, this is fatherless behaviour, this guy doesn't represent it. Every single comment section I've seen talking about Mizzy is just full of black guys going, he does not represent us, this is not who we are, yeah, please do not take him, as every single one, which is why I'm coming up with I'm just using the term Mizzies to describe people like him who engage in this kind of behavior. And this was a very, very serious arrest, and we can see because in the next video that was shared about it, you know, they let him pat himself down, but they let them film this whole thing.
Why?
And then they let him get a nice shot where he can talk straight into the camera. And some people are saying that this is staged, but they are going into, obviously, a police building. I do not think this is staged. I just think that, once again, the police are treating him with kiddie gloves.
I mean, the thing, just to disprove the people being like, oh, I've seen, it's very rare, actually, but some people saying on this stage is just like, really, what do you think's more likely? A young black lad was a menace to society, and then the police made a bit of a show of arresting him, or he's an actor?
I mean, I think that...
Is this being real really outside of the realm of possibility?
Yeah, and if we go in the if we go in that direction as well, I saw people sharing it again in the next link, please, John. People really falling for this. Well, once again, I don't think they're falling for anything. I think that trying to say that the whole thing from the start is a psyop because he's an actor completely absolves him of the responsibility of what he's done, and also absolves London of the responsibility of the fact that they let him get away with it for months. He's been doing this since like the middle of last year, and it's only just in the past few days that it became a really big story. So I don't think that it's a psyop from the get-go. I think the psyop is the part of how the media has amplified it in one particular direction. They've not tried to use it as a discussion to talk about immigration, the way that certain races have got given special privilege in England, and they're certainly not white English people, once again. No, they've used it as a way to try and amplify talks about the online harms bill, which will put all online content within England under the remit of Ofcom, which will mean that content like the one that we, like the stuff that we put out, will suddenly be under Ofcom regulations, which will mean that we will be neutered. We will have our balls chopped off if something like that happens. And if we go to the next one as well, once again, people just pointing out he's a paid actor to help him bring the online safety bill. I don't think he's a paid actor, but they are certainly using him to do that. And then his results came from the court appearance. He got fined £365.
It's not even half a Dankula.
No, it is not half of Dankula. Dank, remember, trained a pug to raise its paw in an amusing way at the, you know,
entertainer of millions.
Yes, yes, at the some insensitive commands given to it. He harassed people in the street, threatened to kill people, entered people's homes, stole someone's dog, all of this, and he gets £365. He also got a criminal behaviour order which bans him from posting any content on social media without the express permission of people in his video, and entering any private residential property without permission for 2 years. So I only just learned this as well. If we scroll down to the bottom of this thread, John, I only just found this out. Trespass in the UK, go down to the bottom of it, please. That last one, there we go. Trespass in the UK is not a criminal offence.
No, aggravated trespasses.
Yeah, it's a civil matter. So he wasn't technically breaking any laws by entering that person's house and, you know, harassing him, scaring his children.
Which is clearly something that needs to be changed.
Yes.
Because usually what we're thinking of when people talk about trespass in the UK is like if you walk onto a farmer's land, and then he comes and he says, can you please leave? And if you leave, nothing happens. If you don't leave, then it's aggravated trespass and there's a crime. But obviously that doesn't reflect the reality because we've never had this before.
No.
This is a new problem.
This is a new problem for a new Britain. Yes, that's right. New Britain bringing in all new problems.
Don't you
Thank
love
you.
Modern Britain?
Thank you, Tories, for letting all of this happen under your watch. Useless. And then, even better, he went on Piers Morgan. Beautiful. Yeah, he got put on Piers Morgan. There we go, so we can see that. Because what this guy needed, after he's been talking about how, you know, he's got everything he wanted out of this, he got all of the media exposure he wanted. He said, you know, he can repost, he's got thousands of videos on TikTok that he can already repost that he doesn't need to worry about the legal protections on. He's not allowed to enter certain places, but he's going to try and make a career of this now. He has not learned a single lesson, and Piers Morgan put him on his show just to let everybody know that he just is not remorseful whatsoever. And in the clips that you shared, John, thank you very much for clipping these for us, he makes it very clear just how unremorseful he is if you play this clip for us.
In the name of so-called prankster humour, why cause so much alarm and distress to so many people? Do you get your kicks out of doing that?
Not necessarily, but you could say that this whole public outroar just makes me laugh because people are getting hurt over something that didn't happen to them. And that's how I see it as.
What do you mean?
People are getting hurt over something that didn't happen to them. Everyone acts like they have a persona, like they don't
Why
care.
Why people oppose ISIS?
Social media is a persona, this, that, and the other.
But them getting their head chopped off.
He comes out and does the mad thing. Everyone has something
it's
to say.
It's not a mad thing.
It's the mad thing. It's the mad thing. You already said it was the mad thing. It's the mad thing.
No, it's not mad. It's moronic.
Yeah, but Piers Morgan brings him on to say such things and just sort of goes, oh, no, you're a bit of an... No, you shouldn't have put him on in the first place, Piers. Unless, of course, you're part of the media class.
He's there just for ratings. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he wants the ratings. He wants the outrage. He doesn't actually care. He doesn't care. And if in the next one, this is what set people off as well, so, saying it's a psyop again, because he did explicitly say here, the UK laws are weak. Let's hear him say it himself.
What do you mean, tell me about my life?
Well, you said you don't know anything about your life. Tell me about your life.
You're trying to get onto me because I'm black. Because I guarantee...
Because you're black?
Person, yeah. I guarantee if
I don't give a
person,
damn about your skin colour.
Really?
No.
Peers,
why would I care of what colour your skin is? Really? I just think you're an idiot.
Oh, thank you. I think you're an idiot too.
That's fine. You're perfectly entitled to.
Yeah, this, so are you. So
this
like,
show's
fine.
Called Uncensored. I think you're an idiot for what you've been doing. Okay. I also think you're an idiot for playing the race card when no one's
really?
Mentioned your skin colour.
Really? Okay, you don't have to mention it to...
I don't
to
care about your
away.
Skin colour, Lizzie. I care about the fact that you've been terrorising all these people for a sustained period of time. I also care about the fact you've only got a tiny fine today... No deterrent to you whatsoever. You don't show any real remorse. You don't really care, do you?
The UK laws are weak, simple as. And that's not, the UK laws are weak, simple as, and that's not my fault.
So people are saying that because of that, it makes it clearer to them that he's the paid actor, etc., etc. I just think that he's just had a literal experience of how weak the UK laws are when he was in court and got fined £365. When he got arrested, you know, he's saying, oh, bring up the movement, we want people out on the street. He was probably actually expecting to go to prison over what he'd done, and he wanted to have the groundswell of support so that, you know, people could protest him being in prison. No, and then he gets a slap on the wrist, £365.
God, I wish that happened. That would be the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, London rises for Mizzy. London for Mizzy. Sadiq Khan for Mizzy.
We're fighting for our rights. What is your rights? Our rights is to be menaced.
Right to be menaced to society. But I think also this exemplifies one perfect thing, which is just, I'm sorry. Piers, you look so pathetic by letting him control the conversation in this, because the second he plays the race card, instead of just saying the honest truth and saying, yes, it is partially to do with the fact that you're black, because you use that as leverage to your advantage to get what you want, to scare people in the way that you want, because you know that part of your part of the reason you've been given such light treatment is because of the fact that you're black. Instead, you are so desperate to not look racist that you instead turn the entire conversation into, oh, I'm not racist though. It's not because you're black, it's because you're stupid. I'm sorry, Piers. That's obviously not true. You are lying to him, you're lying to yourself. Everybody can see how transparent it is. If he says, oh, it's partially because I'm black, just own up to it and just say, yeah, partially it is. Not every black person is going to behave like you, Mizzy, but you know the way that laws are structured in this country with people like you, and you took advantage of that. Don't let them turn the conversation into you explaining how you're not racist, because you just look pathetic and it gives them all of the power. And once again, like I said, he got everything he wanted. He got every little thing that he wanted, and he's been posting, bragging about it as such. So yeah, Mizzy got away with it. If street justice is applied, I do not condone it, but I will not be shedding any tears for him. And I don't know how to fix this problem outside of just a complete upending of the structure of how this country is governed and how the laws apply to people. Because, you know, personally, I would like to return to a point where the laws applied equally to everybody, no matter their race, but that's not the country we live in now.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to thelotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as Contemplation Series, this episode, on whether or not freedom is even possible. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.